let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. As a Christian living in the 21st century, Stephen Turnwald, our guest on tonight's This Week in America, knows how important it is to put God at the center of one's life. With all the problems in the world today, Stephen knows that it is only through the Heavenly Father that people can prevail and grow strong. In his new book, Safe Haven of Jesus, A Testimony of Faith and Prayer, he shares a collection of short stories of stories that encourage readers to be personally accountable to Jesus Christ and reveals the glory of the kingdom of God. Stephen Turnwald, author of Safe Haven of Jesus, is with us on This Week in America. Stephen, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. Glad to meet you.
It is a very important book, and I mentioned something that's very interesting. This book today, the principles of Jesus, the ones that he taught, are still very relevant today, aren't they?
Yes, they are, very.
And you bring that out in the book, Safe Haven of Jesus. Let's talk about the inspiration for the book. Why did you decide to write this book?
Hey, Rick. In my younger life, I had contemplated about other people's mindfulness and their struggles and wantings for God and His Holy Spirit, for living with God, but not necessarily for God. I would contemplate the answers that God wants them to receive and put them into practice onto a fulfilling life, like with and for Jesus Christ. And sometimes people would receive messages from God through me, but at other times I was quieted or muted to not message God's word to people. And the muting had an effect on me while there were certain individuals doing that, I thought myself as more of a messenger of God than of a human being, and I could have replaced myself with my guardian angel while it works with God. That's how I felt about it.
Yes.
And now I'm living with disability that stems from contemplation with God too often and too forcibly quieted in mind, and along with a mental disability from the U.S. Air Force and from while serving in military during the post-high school term, this life can be difficult to say the least, but can also be very rewarding.
Yes, and you bring that out so vividly in the book, Safe Haven of Jesus. Our guest on the program is Stephen Turnwald. His website is very simple, safehavenofjesus.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to Stephen's website. Mentioned after high school graduation, entering the Air Force in 1981, and it says in the bio you encountered tribulation for understanding in Christ. Talk about that. What did you go through during that period?
Well, it was a time of struggle and a time of learning how to myself be able to be worthy of God. And I found I had to put my own effort into things sometimes to receive God, because I believe God wants you to strive for Him, and He wants a desire in our hearts to come and know Him and learn of Him and be with Him. And I still believe that's very true right now.
And obviously it works in your life, and you're taking that message and taking it out to other people. I love the name of the book. Talk about how you came up with the title of the book, Safe Haven of Jesus.
I came up with that through pretty well the way I came up with a lot of the material in the book, just by contemplation of His Word and keeping an open heart for God and receiving Him. And that's what I received. First, I received Safe Haven, and then I added to Of Jesus, because it just fits it perfectly more, I believe.
Yes, and it really, it sums up the book and the message that you have in the book. Stephen Turnwald, our guest on the program, author of Safe Haven of Jesus, A Testimony of Faith and Prayer. Book is available, of course, wherever books are sold, information, and you can order the book at Stephen's website, safehavenofjesus.com. You encourage the readers to be personally accountable to Jesus and reveal the glory of the kingdom of God. Talk about that aspect of it, personally accountable. For some, that's difficult. They may think they're doing it, but it is somewhat difficult to execute, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. They say it's a long and straight and narrow path to God at times, and that's very true, oftentimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You touch on... yeah, I'm sorry, finish that thought, please.
Okay. Sometimes people may think they're with God when they're having the same thoughts as, like, of the worldly people. And it makes mistakes to them in their mind, and they come into a false presence with God.
The book is Safe Haven of Jesus. Stephen Turnwald, our guest on the program. The book talks about and it gives us a clearer understanding of why religions have such a high place in people's lives. Talk about that aspect of it, the power of religion and what it's done in your life.
Religion plays a very important role in my life, and sometimes people don't understand that. They just go by what's hearsay and don't go to church. And if they really get in tune with Christ and His Holy Spirit, they can learn. It's a whole different story. Because once you're in tune with the Lord and have an open heart for Him and let Him direct your path every day, it's a whole different world to speak of.
How has that changed your life? And I know you're very open about the changes in your life, the fact that you've arrived where you are now. What difference has this made in your life?
It keeps me better focused to strive further with God. You can never learn everything about God, but you can be present with Him and be on a sort of journey with Him every day. You can learn something that's more and more fulfilling of God every day if you strive for Him. That's what I feel about people and how they can conceive God.
One review of your book, Safe Haven of Jesus, Stephen Turnwald, the author and our guest on the program, says that Safe Haven walks you to heaven's gates. And I'm thinking that's really probably music to your ears. That's really sort of sums up, I would think, the message. You really want this to be a guide for people. You have to feel good when you read a review like that and somebody is saying, this will lead you to heaven's gates. I'm sure that's the objective when you wrote the book.
Right. I wanted to bring people to a realization with God. The world meaning, you need a meaningful experience with God in order to follow Him. Otherwise, you know, it's just like the Lord says, if you don't have love, you don't have anything. You can have everything in the world, but if you don't have love, you don't have anything worthwhile. And
yeah, that's sort of the foundation, and you do such a nice job of talking about that in the book. Safe Haven of Jesus is the book by Stephen Turnwald. You use some examples in the book. You use some themes in the book. What are some of the examples you use and the themes? And I'm just looking at some, for example, salvation, eternal life. Let's talk about the power of those in life and why that's so important. And the examples you use in the book are really life-altering. Talk about some of the examples. And let's start with salvation. How important is salvation? How important was it for you?
It's very important. I'm a Catholic, and I make that known in my book. And I'm not really thinking I'm saved all the time, just because of one instance. But the Catholic Church belongs to the ongoing salvation of soul. It's an ongoing process.
Yes.
And I'm not sure what you believe, Rick, but this is just my faith. And we believe that it's an ongoing experience with God. So if you keep near with God and listen to Him, you're getting more guaranteed to go to heaven.
Well, and you talk about that, and that's one of the examples in the book is faith. And the book is Safe Haven of Jesus. The subtitle is A Testimony of Faith and Prayer. Talk about the role of faith and how important that is to you and so many others to have faith available to them.
Well, faith is what brings you to God, living for Him. To be with God is a lot about seeing in obscurity, where you're learning and learning of God, but you don't have a clear focus. That might be more like a translucent view instead of a transparent view. And sometimes when you need God to carry you or walk beside you, it can be an opaque view where you can't see anything. But, just growing up with God deals with obscure vision sometimes, and later in life when we get older and wiser, it's more like we see it clearly, finally.
Yes. Stephen Turnwald with us on the program. We're talking about his book, Safe Haven of Jesus. The book's available and information on Stephen at his website, safehavenofjesus.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. The other aspect of that is prayer. Talk about that, and if people are, you think overall praying properly, you have people that have different interpretations of prayer. How important is prayer in your life?
Prayer is very important to me, Rick. Prayer is what keeps you near with God, and you want to be near with God if you want to live a holy life and clean, pure life. You're closer with God. Prayer develops after many thoughts, many experiences with God. Prayer is just like a wonder drug that keeps you alive sometimes. Keeps you going with God, keeps you going to church if you want to be a churchgoer. Faith is important.
Stephen Turnwald, our guest, Safe Haven of Jesus is his book. Talk about, and you address this in the book, there are times in all of our lives, no matter who we are, where we go through difficulties. How do you get through those difficulties? How do you rely on faith and prayer to get you through difficult periods in your life?
When I deal with faith and prayer in them circumstances, I usually turn to the providence of God. That means that you're just Every step along the way, you're hoping and praying for the best outcome while you're with God, and you're speaking with Him within, and you live by the Holy Spirit, and that's what keeps focused in my life.
How long did it take to write this book for you, from the time you had this idea, this dream that you were going to write the book, and until completion? How long a period was that for you?
I spent 10 to 12 years going through the process, finally getting what I wanted written in the book. And it's been a long journey for me, but I hope it's very rewarding for people who read it, because it's very rewarding to myself. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was this journey like for you? And you called it rewarding. Going back, did it reaffirm your faith?
Yes,
in writing the book, because you go back and you put everything in perspective, and I get the impression it probably made you stronger than when you started this process.
Yes, it made me a lot stronger. I can reflect more, and there can be more space between thoughts, and that's because I have more faith in God, stronger, and God sees that I can fulfill them, carrying my thoughts like that longer. So it explains it better in the book how I think like that.
Yes, it's all laid out in Stephen's book, Safe Haven of Jesus. Stephen Turnwald, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left on the program today. What do you hope as people read the book they take away? What are some of the key points if they read the book? Could be life altering if they implement what you're talking about.
Well, I emphasize that they can use my thought process as a template with God, and grow their mind on the foundation of the Lord, because the Lord has to be our foundation if we really want to truly be with God. And
And you guide us in that direction. I mentioned the book is an inspirational guide, a motivational retreat book, a supplemental manual to the Bible. So many ways that this can be used and will improve your lives dramatically. It has for Stephen. Stephen Turnwald, that's Turnwald, is the author. The book is Safe Haven of Jesus, A Testimony of Faith and Prayer. Stephen, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing this. You're out touching a lot of people with your very powerful message and giving people a chance to, in this hustle and bustle world, to maybe slow down just a little bit, think about things, put things back in perspective as you were able to do in your life. You're doing wonderful work with this. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
It's been our pleasure. Stephen Turnwald, if you're Googling that, that's Stephen with a V, S-T-E-V-E-N, Stephen Turnwald. The book is Safe Haven of Jesus, A Testimony of Faith and Prayer. It's available at Stephen's website, which is safehavenofjesus.com. Book available at Amazon as well. If you go to Stephen's website, a little more information on Stephen as well. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after we pause for these important messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.